Hello, friends. We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting the fourth hour of my syndicated radio broadcast. I'm Alex Jones. The news websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm taking some phone calls this hour to hear your predictions for 2008, what you're most concerned about with the economy, militarily, what's happening in Israel and Gaza, also the huge flare-up in tensions between the two nuclear-powered nations of India and Pakistan. Why is it all happening now? Why is everything intensifying, all the different crises across the planet? We'll go over some of the latest news concerning what's happening in Gaza, a bunch of other important police state news that I have here in front of me today. And we will be taking your phone calls, again, as I said, at 1-800-259-9231. Story here that is out of the Democrat Herald, and this story, again, is out of Oregon. And the governor of Oregon is in here saying that we have to have satellite tracker boxes in all of your cars to raise money for the roads. And then he goes on in the article to deceptively put out the same lie we've been hearing for a decade, that gas receipts are down. Well, if you simply go and you look at the fact that this country a decade, 12 years ago, was using 15 million barrels a day. At its height, 23 million barrels. It's dropped down to about 20. So 20 million barrels a day, and the gross tax receipts for the states and the feds are way up. So the claim that they've got to track you by the mile and turn your car into a taxi cab, this is to track and control you. They're doing this in Europe, doing this in England. They're trying to do it in Texas, New Jersey, California. But Oregon has got it introduced in the legislature. The feds are paying for tests all over the U.S. where they advertise that you get paid. In the case of a study they're doing in Austin, $700-something a year to put a satellite tracker box in your car and tax you by the mile. You know, they're paying you to beta test this. This is total Big Brother, tracking and tracing everywhere you go and taxing you by the mile. Then you're going to hear that counties, cities, and states are bankrupt. Counties, cities, and states, water districts, school districts, the tens of thousands of government entities, quasi-governmental entities, they, for more than 50 years, have set up a double set of books called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports. And with the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, they've taken on average 65%, some places are more, some places less, and they invest that in offshore bank accounts. And then these international consortiums later make payoffs to the former city managers, mayors, and others to be part of this. It is open crime, open racketeering, and every city and county engages in it. The state of Texas has tens of billions of dollars of surplus every year, trillions of dollars total in liquid assets. The Comprehensive Annual Financial Report of the city of Manhattan showed several trillion dollars just in a decade. That, again, is invested in offshore banks who then leverage the money with fractional reserve banking, loaning out 10 times as much real reserves as they have. Now, you're saying, wait a minute, I know my city or county makes investments for our pension funds. No, that's on budget. Budget. There are budgetary investments. This is separate. This was set up in Chicago by the mafia in the 30s and 40s, and in 1951 it was adopted nationwide as what's known as the Chicago 1313 model. And you can see my film, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. We have it available on DVD at Infowars.com. It's an important film. I hope you get it on DVD. But it's free on YouTube and Google if you don't want to pay for it. Just please spread the word about the material and the information. So when you hear that they've got to have 88 new taxes in New York and 50-something new taxes in Texas and franchise, which are really income taxes on businesses in Texas and everywhere else, no, your money goes to offshore banks. Who works for them? The military and the police. They're there to make sure the criminals are able to carry out their operation. That's what martial law is all about. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I think I'm going to get Joe Petro, who was partners with Kurt Vonnegut on his artwork. So I never got Kurt Vonnegut on the show. But Kurt Vonnegut sent me a hand-drawn and hand-signed, before he died, about 8 months before he died. He said, I'm just too old. I don't want to come on the show. I'm done. But I just wanted you to know we appreciate your films and your work. That, I'm pretty proud of that. Kurt Vonnegut, an amazing literary mind. But the lithograph he sent me is a birdcage with a bird flying out, the international symbol of liberty, or I guess the French symbol of liberty. And I got a coffee cup similar to it. I don't know why I'm telling that story now here on air. By the way, if you are a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you just mosey over to PrisonPlanet.tv right now. And you can see the videos that we're playing on the radio, visually see them. You can hear the show. And you can see all the documents and articles that we're talking about here just by logging in there at PrisonPlanet.tv. See banners all over the place at PrisonPlanet.tv for the live television show. I want to go to Pat, Joshua, David, Debbie, James, and others, but I need to roll through some more of the news here. Finishing up with transponders, satellite boxes in your car. I remember 12 years ago a truck driver sending me big truck driving magazines, where they were telling them this will be the future and everybody's going to pay. Then I remember reading about governments doing it. I remember seeing Toyota and others saying they were preparing to make the public basically do this. And then I would go on air and tell people and get the standard stuff. You liar, they'll never do that. And then now they're doing it, and I mean, we need to say no. I mean, this is just amazing. But the bigger issue is they keep claiming they need money. Folks, governments are erecting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of new taxes and squeezing the public. And the majority of the money that the government squeezes out of us goes to offshore banks. And as if that wasn't enough, they now publicly have made the Treasury Department above, through the Federal Reserve that's private, above Congress. And the Bloomberg financial reports were under War Powers Act, martial law. And I have congressmen on to tell you martial law has basically been put in over Congress. Congress is above the courts and the president. You know, first they taught people 50 years ago that it was co-equal branches. It's not. I've read the Federalist Papers. I've read the Anti-Federalist Papers. One of the few things they were unanimous about was the Second Amendment, a First Amendment, and that the legislature is preeminent. But now they say, no, the executive is above the legislative. And the executive openly says that it commands the legislative? Look at Korea, look at Vietnam, where the president just goes off to war and there's no declaration. Congress has to declare war, name the enemy, and then they raise the money, and then they command the commander-in-chief. Now they tell us, no, no, the president's above them. Totally made up. Total fraud. Again, I go back to the 17th Amendment, same year we got the income tax when the private Federal Reserve took over, 1913. What did they say? What did they do? Before, you would elect your state reps, and then they would vote, and they would elect the U.S. senator. So the state controlled the Congress through the Senate. Local control. I mean, what does dictator mean? It means the central government dictates. It tells you, oh, you don't want a war, it's still going to happen. Oh, you don't want open borders, it's still going to happen. Oh, you don't want a carbon tax, it's still going to happen. This is a dictatorship of the corrupt elite. And the president is just a front man in all this. Now, meanwhile, with all these serious issues going on, I got black guys calling up the show in the first hour telling me I'm a white devil again today. And this one brand of black Israeli-ism, Israelite, where it says the whites are all the devil and that Jews particularly are just absolute Satan seed. And I'm like, look, man, I'm not getting involved in this. I don't think blacks are the devil. I don't think whites are the devil. I don't think Chinese are the devil. We're all just human beings. But meanwhile, can you blame all this racism when people like Limbaugh, this fake conservative, drug addict, Oxycontin head, involved in all this stuff, always flying out to third world countries with big bags of Viagra, whatever. The point is he's a hypocrite. He says if somebody's caught with cocaine, the type that blacks tend to use, give him 25 years in prison first time. But if he's caught with synthetic heroin, nothing happens to him. And I don't like bashing Limbaugh, even though he's bashed me quite a few times, because it almost gets on his level. And he's not, I mean, he's part of the false left-right paradigm. That's why the media always gives him attention. You know, he's the guy that fooled Republicans to come out for Hillary so that McCain would lose. You know, saying they were going to beat Obama and it was some, you know, secret plan and all the rest of it. That was really a setup. And Limbaugh, on record, says the Council on Foreign Relations doesn't exist. And now he admits it exists, but says it's just a think tank. He says there's no new world order when hundreds of newspapers are announcing world government of, for, and by the private banks, openly admitting the private central banks are engaged in all these activities. You know, they engineer the crisis. Now you're going to pay your carbon taxes to them. Limbaugh won't tell you that. But what he will do is play things that, I mean, really are incendiary racially. Now, I believe in the First Amendment, and he's got a right to play stuff like this. But some people think the First Amendment is not having a right to criticize it. I have a right to criticize it, and it isn't that I'm walking on eggshells and can't handle stuff. It's that it's pointless, and it actually helps Barack Obama, calling him the magical Negro. will cause more racial tension, will cause bigger racial divides, and will empower white guilty yuppies to support Obama no matter what he does, because they're not going to be seen as being in a racist camp. By making it racial, it diverts us off of his policies that are bad: gun control, open borders, carbon taxes, more wars, and then makes it left-right. Makes it, you know, black-white. Makes it, balkanizes it. So here is the, it's not even a racist song. It's a manipulative, brainwashing song. It's a manipulative, brainwashing song to make people who don't like Obama look bad. It's not a legitimate attack on Obama. You understand? Go ahead and roll it.
Barack the Magic Negro, here's in D.C. The L.A. Times, they call him that because he's not authentic like me. Yeah, the guy from the L.A. paper said he made guilty whites feel good. They'll vote for him and not for me because he's not from the hood. See, real black men like Snoop Dogg or me or Farrakhan have talked the talk and walked the walk, not coming late and won. Oh, Barack the Magic Negro lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they call him that cause he's black but not authentic. Barack the Magic Negro lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they call him that cause he's black but not authentic. Some say Barack's articulate and bright and new and clean. The media sure love this guy, a white interloper's dream. But when you vote for president, watch out and don't be fooled. Don't vote the Magic Negro in, cause I won't have nothing after all these years of sacrifice. And I will get tested.
Okay, now, I mean, it's stupid. Again, it makes everything about the fact that he's black, not that we don't want his policies. It's petty. It's skin deep. And this was first, you know, being distributed by Republican National Committee Chairman Mike Duncan, who's been distributing this, and Limbaugh's playing it and saying it's real funny. Again, this is part of tearing America apart. Play a little bit of Limbaugh saying he doesn't care. He doesn't, care. Again, this is about a stunt. This is about Limbaugh when he doesn't get the attention he needs, coming out and saying black quarterbacks are no good or whatever. I mean, again, it's all a big, fat diversion. Here it is.
Controversy. Every one of you out there that think you've got something here on Barack the Magic Negro, I'm going to try to help you and save you.
Saltzman defends the CD, telling CNN, "I think most people recognize political satire when they see it. I think RNC members understand that." But current RNC chairman Mike Duncan says he's appalled in a statement to CNN. The 2008 election was a wake-up call for Republicans to reach out and bring more people into our party.
There's a crowd of conservatives that takes a special pride in being anti-PC. What I don't think they fully appreciate is it comes across somewhere between being indifferent to hostile. And that's how
they've gotten there. Again, and then the mainline social engineer liberals can grandstand like they've got the moral high ground and push through their agenda on global warming, which is admittedly targeted to shut down Africa, Latin America, and Asia's industrialized development, and will actually kill tens of millions of people that are dying every year of starvation. So again, it's more just petty, mindless diversions and distractions, and more of a way for the establishment to put Limbaugh out there like he's a renegade, like he's cutting edge, when the guy is a hypocrite, when the guy is not a real conservative, and when the guy is a tragedy. He's a tragedy. I feel sorry for Rush Limbaugh because he's a smart guy, and he knows that he's just there to deceive and to neutralize conservatives, to give them a false brand of conservatism, to make sure they're defeated, to make sure the New World Order comes in.
on September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
All right, folks, your calls are coming up in the next segment, but I want to continue with the news blitz here. Let's look at Infowars.com. I covered a lot of the news from earlier today, but more has been posted up on Infowars.com. Look right here. I'm going to hit refresh on the page. Earlier I was talking about transponders in all of the cars and satellite trackers to tax you by the mile. Well, we've got more stories up here about they want automatic satellite speed controls that automatically ticket us and track everywhere we go. More than a decade ago, they put black boxes in all the new cars that are monitoring where you go and what you do. In case something happens, they can then go use that against you. Nobody tells you that this surveillance is being built into the society. Again, there's no presumption of innocence. Everything is guilty until proven innocent. But cut back to this because I want to show folks over here what's going on the screen. 73,000 retailers to close in the first half of 2009. Here is that headline for folks. 73,000 retailers to close in the first half of 2009. And then, again, we can just go right to these articles. Almost 1 in 10 Floridians are now on food stamps. I mean, this is the total breakdown of society. But just what government wants, just what the social engineers want. And then we've got all the images of the carnage that is going on over in Gaza. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement is going to be screened in Dublin. That's always interesting. Madoff attorneys explore insanity defense. Ah, yes. You know what happened with this Madoff character, Madoff, who made off with the money. Now they're saying over $100 billion he stole from institutions, governments, big banks. They knew what he was doing. One guy wasn't running this whole scam. He's taking the blame, the fall guy, because a larger Ponzi scheme being run by Israel got caught. And there's a lot of other scams that are going on around the world as well. He's not the only Ponzi scheme. That's what Wall Street and the CIA is. The CIA was founded out of the OSS by Wall Street, by the Ivy League. They are a surly, arrogant, know-it-all group of Eddie Haskell criminals, a gang with a flag, who use fake patriotism to get you to go along with their tyranny. They are the ones that want globalism. They want to kill the United States. They want to bring in their own form of government. They want to bring in their own tyranny. They own both parties. And guess who got five times the Wall Street money that John McCain did? His name was Barack H. Obama. So he's not some black liberation guy like the left thinks. You know, the right attacks him for all of those diversions and distractions. The real issue, this guy's a thoroughbred front man meant to sell the left and betray the left, just like George Bush was meant to betray the right. So that's what these guys really are. That's what they're really all about. Continuing, looking at the screen here for folks, some of the other articles that we're going over here for folks. Is this one I mentioned? Report: automatic speed limiting devices should be fitted to cars. Half of middle class homeowners fear their properties could be repossessed in the near future. See, it's a country of debtors. And the minute the bankers in 2007, January 2007, we became a debtor nation. We were the apple of the eye, had more than half the world's wealth, had the greatest savings rate, the greatest ownership rate. Then we were taught in the 70s and 80s and 90s that being in debt was cool, and all the financial experts told you to do it on the news. And the cities invested their pension funds in these systems. And the bankers ran off with your money and bought real resources and real infrastructure. And now they're screwing you. Now they're cheating you. Oh, look, NFL encourages fans to send text messages to security staff to report troublemakers. See, and of course, humanity is breaking down. Society is falling apart. The people are turning into animals. A football game is not a family event. Believe me, I've been to them in the last decade. And so now the answer is put everybody in jail. Arrest everybody. Taser a woman if she doesn't get out of her seat fast enough. And tattle on everybody. No, that's not going to fix it. Our society is unraveling. That is the major issue. That is the major problem that we face as a society. All right, when we come back, I'm going to take some calls, and I'm going to blitzkrieg through some of the news that we haven't gotten to yet. Obama's stimulus plan, $775 million. That'll be a buy-off of the states. That'll be given to all his political cronies and everybody. Of course, the bankers will then get interest on all that. Exclusive RNC draft rips Bush bailouts, says that it's socialism. We'll get into that a little bit. That is some of the news coming up today. And I promise to get to this. As if things weren't bad enough, Russian professor predicts end of the U.S. It's not just the Russians that are saying this. It's the globalists. They want the end of the United States. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break. Don't forget the websites, prisonplanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
All right, here's the deal. I'm going to your calls. I'm giving you each a minute apiece. I've got a bunch of news, and I got a video clip from Russian TV I want to play. This has been picked up by the Wall Street Journal. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Pat in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I need more than a minute. I know you haven't done it, but you need to do a show about this danger we had to the Constitutional Convention, because Texas is guilty again. Roe v. Wade, and now we may be our fault that if we lose the Constitution. There was an aide, they don't say this on Wikipedia, but he was an aide to a former transportation czar who fell dead, Rick Williamson, and the guy's name was Gregory Watson. I was there. I was trying to fight it. He went back 200 years and got called for the Constitutional Convention on the ruse. Well, at that time, they thought it was important. Of that you could not write yourself a raise while you're in office. You couldn't get it till you reelected. Well, it hasn't stopped them from doing it under COLA. It's been to court and cost of living raises. They're getting themselves raises. But what this guy was really working on when he did that was an ERA amendment. And what it amounts to, Alex, is this. He wanted to prove, he started doing that in 82, and when we approached Rick Williamson, he acted like he really didn't know anything, that Texas had a call for a constitutional amendment to convention with a ruse to balance the budget. It's a bait and switch thing. People didn't know.
No, I understand. They're always trying to get a state income tax, too. For those that don't know, a constitutional convention is where they can call all the states together. There are only two states short of it right now, the closest we've been in decades to getting a constitutional convention. They can rewrite the entire Bill of Rights, entire Constitution, and they've got the ruse of gay marriage for the left to get behind it in some states. In right-wing states, they claim it's for, you know, an illegal alien amendment. But the groups pushing it admit it's really about gutting everything once they get it. And hell, the executive's already declared itself dictator above the legislative, but that doesn't mean that's legitimate. But they could legitimately, it would still be tyrannical, but more legitimately at least, ram through in a con. And so we need to beat that. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Pat. Joshua in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I want to talk to you about something that's really important to you. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I heard you're having some difficulty with your websites in Google. SEO is my job. All day long I handle search engines and stuff. And, you know, when I heard about that, I went and checked out InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com. And your problem is not with Google. It's with the design of your website. Your website should be pulling a huge amount of traffic, but because there's some simple errors on your website, Google is completely ignoring them.
Sir, I mean, it's more than that. It's my videos being delisted or erased off Google or YouTube. It's a lot of other things that are going on that are happening. But, yes, we moved to the WordPress so people could comment. And then we have problems with WordPress not letting, like, I can't comment from my house for some reason. We don't know why. And then people accuse us of censorship because there's, you know, it's got such traffic. And yes, I know a lot of people told us it's not listed right for the search engine. So do me a favor, email Aaron at InfoWars.com and he'll pass that on to Kurt. Email, because I've had a lot of people tell me that we don't have the tags done right on there. And, we're trying, we're just normal folks. We're lucky if we can keep my websites up for a week straight. And so, yes, I know there's a lot of ineffective things we're doing. And since we moved from HTML to the WordPress, we've lost a lot of our search engine rankings. And that's horrible because we're not reaching as many people randomly out there with our news and information. So that needs to be changed. Please send me that info. Why don't you tell me on right now the errors, and I'll tell you that's the same errors I've been told about.
Yeah, right. Your title tags are missing on all your sites. PrisonPlanet.com, it has a robot text file right there that is deliberately telling Google to ignore it, to ignore the entire website. It's all of the links on PrisonPlanet.com have no follow tags on them, which, again, tells Google to completely ignore it. I mean, to me, it would be hard to set up a WordPress site that is worse. You know, than PrisonPlanet.com.
It's as bad as it possibly can be, yeah.
It is.
I understand.
It's worse than anything.
We work hard around here, let me tell you.
Oh, my God.
The lost opportunities to get the word out. Listen, I that's what I've been told by other people. And then it's basically show me the money. Because, do me a favor. Go there, contact Watson, tell him what he needs to change. I'm aware of that. We need to get it fixed immediately because with friends like ourselves, who needs enemies? And, email Watson, do me a favor, email, Aaron right now and I'll make sure Kurt gets that. Have we set up Kurt's email in the last year he's been working here yet? Is it Kurt at InfoWars.com? Is that his email? We think so. Yeah. Sir, I am aware of the problems and I tell my people and they're doing what they can. We need more money. We need people to support us so we can hire more web people and get it done. Do you want to volunteer to help us? You want to give me your name and number?
Yeah, I would like to do that, sure.
Okay. And then, John, don't let me forget at the end of the show to get this info from him so I can have some folks. Look, I'm aware of it. Other people tell me that we couldn't have our tags worse is basically what I've been told. And it's because my web guys know the New World Order. They know how to analyze it, write stories, post. Paul Watson's not even a web designer. And, he writes articles, does customer service, stuff like that. He's a contracted, he's not even an employee, but he does a good job. And then Kurt is an employee here, and, Again, I don't want to knock my guys, but yes, I know we need to fix it. Thank you. I'll get his name and number, and I'll see that it all gets handled. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Georgia. David, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. First off, I just have some comments. A couple years ago, I did the Terrorstorm remix video that's on YouTube. I believe the old InfoWars site it featured it. And I'd like people to check that out if they haven't seen it. You can go to YouTube and type in Terrorstorm remix, and it should be the first result.
Okay.
Alex Jones and Fission, Terrorstorm remix. And also, I have a close family member who worked for the Air Force civilian DOD side in classified areas avionics for about 40 years. And I was able to convince him about 9/11 truth, and I had a discussion with him about how they might have remote controlled the planes with Global Hawk. And he told me,
full-grown adults still say there's no such thing as remote control when they can shoot cruise missiles through people's chimneys, down their chimneys, and Joe Kennedy Jr. died remote controlling in a chase plane, a B-17 loaded with explosives as a drone. I mean, they've had it since World War II. They've been having jumbo jets take off in L.A. and fly to Australia since the 70s, but the public just says it doesn't exist. But then they say cell phones work at 20,000 feet when they don't work at 5,000 feet. They're making cell phone calls. And then now Barbara Olson's husband has been caught having to admit with the phone records that Barbara Olson never called him. It wasn't real. It isn't true.
Yeah, but I had this conversation with him, and like I said, he worked in classified avionics. And I asked him about that, and he said that is exactly how that it was done, using Global Hawk. And I also had a couple questions I wanted to ask you about false flag attacks, and if you had a hypothesized, what kind of black ops outfit do you think was behind it? Was it like Delta, or was it the CIA special activities?
Exactly. It's a nexus of CIA running the drills to make everybody stand down, NORAD, keep people standing down, to screw up all the other groups that were tracking it at NORAD and the FAA. And then they used, because they were loyal and would do it, I believe Mossad was involved on the ground, along with other Cold Warrior groups, Christian Zionists, who, you know, really believe that the Muslim threat is so great that the attacks had to be staged to get America's head screwed on right, to let us know we got to deal with this threat. And now they've written all these articles in the news saying 9/11 sure helped us. We need another one. So, you know, and we've got all these Republican memos that have come out about, man, we sure need another attack. That was sure great. You know, PNAC explained, Dick Cheney explained that the terror attacks would help them get through with their agenda. So I believe they used contractors, people who've been in special forces, people who, you know, are at that level above government. And it would take about 100 people to do the ground ops inside those buildings where they had complete access and control. Jeb Bush, brother Marvin Bush, was running security. And, I mean, it's this nexus of all these key people there. I appreciate your call. I want to get to this clip so I can come back and take more calls in the final segment. Wall Street Journal reports, as if things weren't bad enough, Russian professor predicts end of U.S. And the whole article says, you know, the evil, corrupt Russians, they just want America to fall and they just hate America. So now if you talk about the U.S. breaking up, going bankrupt, you're an evil Ruski. All the Russians are saying, and he's been saying this for 10 years, is that through globalization and balkanization that the United States is falling apart. And he actually goes on his real reports to say this is going to hurt Russia. Russia doesn't want this. But if you look at the international banks, they've always, and they brag, the Club of Rome has bragged, that they want America to have a low standard of living. They want to get rid of the middle class. They want the U.S. to fall apart so they can buy it all up cheaper and control the population. So see, now they ignore Gerald Celente and Peter Schiff and myself and all these others and Ron Paul, who've been predicting this for years. I'm predicting a lot longer than Schiff and others, but I don't care if I get credit, whatever. The point is, is that, you know, they pretty much ignore us, but then they go, oh, look, the Ruskies are saying, the Ruskies, they hate America. No, the globalists are the ones that want this to happen, and they are breaking the U.S. up. So let's go ahead and look at this clip from Russia Today a few weeks ago. The point is, it's finally now made the Wall Street Journal. We've got a link to that up on prisonplanet.com. Here it is.
The financial crisis and its potential consequences have been occupying the minds of many experts across the globe recently. Indeed, the turmoil originated in the US. And a Russian professor of economics has put forward his own theory about the impact the credit crunch will have on America. Joined in the studio now by Igor Panarin, who says the US will split into six pieces because of the crisis. Let's talk more about this. Good evening to you. Thanks for joining us in the studio. Quite controversial thoughts, these. Explain your thought process there.
I believe that in 1998
I was writing my theory. It has to do with the fact that, first of all, different states of the United States have different history, different culture, and different level of financial and economical significance in the life and activities of the United States. Today I believe that the world is at the point of United States development when in fall of 2009 there may a huge crisis may develop, and eventually it will lead in summer of 2010 that the territory of the United States will be divided into six different states.
My immediate thought is, do you think this would have happened, may happen, according to your theory, if it weren't for the financial crisis? And if this scenario did happen, where would the power base be?
Well, the main power base, there will be actually three power bases on the territory of the United States: New York and Washington, which will be under the influence of London, first of all. It's California and Texas, which will be under the influence of three countries: Russia, China, and Mexico, from my point of view.
Now, German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the U.S. got into this trouble in the first place by borrowing cheap money and using cheap money. Do you agree with her?
I believe that she's right. First of all, I can emphasize that Russia and Germany often have the same points of view as far as the financial crisis is concerned in particular. But I also want to emphasize that the problem is that the dollar is not backed by gold, and there are too many dollars in this world.
Well, Mr. Panarin, what are your forecasts for the outcome here in Russia regarding the financial crisis?
I believe that the crisis in Russia can be finally prevented only with making the ruble the main reserve currency of Eurasia and turning Moscow into the main financial center of the Eurasian continent.
Just very briefly, I just want to also pick up on something you said in your report there. You even speculated this scenario that Alaska might want to renew its ties with Russia. Why is that then?
I believe that Alaska should return to Russia, and there is a very good manager, Roman Abramovich, who has been really successful in managing.
Okay, that a bit fanciful there at the end. But decadent, bankrupt, bully nations do fall apart and do get usurped. But again, just like 150 years ago, 10 Western powers went in and divided up China into their own private business district. And had paramilitary police on every street corner, and different companies and nations had different armed mercenary groups that protected them. That's what the United States is shifting to. That's why the Navy's creating its own army now. The criminals have taken over government, and they have decided to loot the hell out of us. I want to bring up Ted Anderson right now. Take a few final calls right at the end of the show. Ted, I'm not going to belabor this long. Gold is up over $180 in the last, it went up to $883 yesterday, and you bought gold last buy when it was at $770. You have a little bit of gold left at those prices. You are also one of our great sponsors here on the TV shows. We'll put some of your phone numbers and graphics up on the screen at prisonplanet.tv. Ted Anderson joining us from Minnesota. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here with you.
Ted, correct, you're still offering gold that you bought at the 770 level?
Yeah, we sure are. We still have those francs at 205, and we have the British sovereigns at 254. We were talking last time, what's the best buy in the house right now? I'm still offering silver dollars with a creature from Jekyll Island for 2645, and people sure need to know about central banking. We have the Walking Liberty Haves. They're currently at 840. I just can't say it enough. I mean, there's just so much going on economically in this world that you simply have to take a serious look at your investments.
Well, Ted, let's be clear. That Creature from Jekyll Island deal, the book I know, is you paid $14 for those, and then you're offering a silver dollar that they're selling everywhere for above $20. And so, I mean, for $26, you are losing money on this?
Well, yeah, Alex, we lose money on it. But the point of it is that we need to carry this message not just to the listeners here of the Alex Jones Show, but these people need to have the ammunition and the knowledge to carry to their friends and family. And so, yeah, we lose a little bit of money on it, but well worth the cost.
800-686-2237. You can see it on screen there at prisonplanet.tv. Right now, if you're watching or later on the web, as this is archived. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Ted, briefly come back at the end, because I want to just again explain to people, this is gold $100 under what it's currently selling for. You understand that, folks? We'll be right back.
Right now, the world is a scary place. It's only a matter of time until we are struck again, but this time with biological and chemical attacks. The thought is scary, but it's important to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. The First Line Defense Kit allows you to do just that. The First Line of Defense Kit includes NutriImmune and NutriDefense, providing top biological host defenses against pathogen entry, and provides immune NK killer cell boosting. Also included, the NanoMask Nanoparticular Antiviral Masks with replacement filters, providing supreme viral protection from airborne pathogens. And the First Line of Defense Wipes allows non-toxic viral and bacterial pathogen killing power on all surfaces. The First Line Defense Kit is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
All right, I want to jam in a call from Debbie, James Russell, whoever I can hear at the end. It just too much has gone by too fast with us today here. Ted Anderson, without belaboring this, you buy gold when it's down, and then you pass those savings on to people when it's up. They can buy it when it's down, too, but it's way up over $100 in the last week, and you bought it when it was $100 lower. You have the British sovereigns. You have the American Eagles, you have the European francs, the French and Swiss and other francs. Again, tell folks about those deals and give them the phone number.
Yeah, of course. We have the British sovereign currently right now. It's at 254. We have the franc. It's at 205. We do put the silver dollars inside of the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. If you want something, I mean, get a silver dollar for nothing, basically, because you're paying for just the cost of the book. You get a free silver dollar. Otherwise, I do have the buffalo. And
Oh, my God. Wait. You had 50 of those yesterday. Do you still have them?
No, we sold that supply out, but I found more. So I'll do another 50.
How many do you have?
I'll do 50. At 1,036. So
again, impossible to find, and huge premiums everywhere. If you can find them, there is no premium on that. You cannot beat that deal. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. And Ted, I want to thank you for your sponsorship of this show. So much of what we're able to do here is because of you. And I don't know how you support us like you do, because I happen to know your gold prices, and I happen to know on some of these deals you're making no money.
Well, where my heart is. I'd like to see this movement move forward. I'm going to be getting into some pretty mainstream shows pitching the idea that this Federal Reserve is a bad idea. And, so just start listening. You'll hear me all over the place. And I just think it's so important to get people back to your show and listen, because given any bit of time, they're going to find out the truth and know that it's coming from you, and what's coming from these Main Street people are, you know, it's just a bunch of hogwash and smoke and mirrors. So we'll just keep it running that way.
Absolutely. 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up.
Okay, folks, I took about 20 calls today. That's shameful. I mean, I could have taken 500. I just, every caller wants to make points. I want to make points. I want to spend time with the callers. I want to give them a chance to speak. And I have all this other news and audio clips and video clips. We're out of time. I meant to go to Joshua, David, Debbie, James, Russell. Call me back tomorrow, guys, in the first hour, and I promise you'll go to the head of the line. I'm going to leave my IM from Minnesota open, because we're in Texas, the main networks in Minnesota. And if you call in tomorrow, you'll be first in line. I apologize to those viewers. And there's all this other news I didn't get to here. Let me cover that right here at the end. Corporate media notices War College report on economic crisis. And Kurt Nemeth did a story about a whole bunch of mainstream newspapers. El Paso Times, Phoenix Business Journal, a whole bunch of other ones in the last week coming out and saying the Army will be used against the American people. Not terrorists, the American people. But the articles sickeningly say it's good. See, when they're really finally to use this martial law apparatus that they've set up, they then have to introduce it to you and sell you that it's a good idea. And again, I'm not against the military and the police individually, but they've been set up to carry out tyranny. We're under martial law. We're under the War Powers Act. The Federal Reserve has announced to Congress they are in control of the country. That is illegal. But the hijackers dressed up in a fancy uniform, so cops are going, well, I guess they're the new boss because of that image of authority. There's that. There's a bunch of other stories here. A U.S. Army document that proves the U.S. is the world's number one sponsor of worldwide terrorism. The Army admits it themselves. It's just incredible. I am out of time here. Again, hundreds and hundreds of major chains and businesses going under. Holiday sales, the worst ever. This is all New World Order engineered so they can blow out the economy and have a fire sale. Rebroadcast starts on the web one place, Infowars.com, with all the key info right now. And we'll be back on the AM and FM later today and tomorrow. God bless you all. This is it for PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. A day.